Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3524 BN. Today's date is December 15th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Drone Message Becoming Clear, Don't Shoot, Tracking Only, The End is Near. About our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profits. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see the information war continues. And when we start to look at the drone situation, I think that's what we need to look at is the information that the good guys are using, the information that the bad guys are using. And of course, when you look at the drone situation, if this was truly a foreign country, or it was an ally, or if it was a UFO or something else that was unidentified, the U.S. would intercept with absolutely no problem. The reason why the U.S. hasn't intercepted or done anything with any of these, because they're ours. Now, of course, the question then becomes, who do they belong to? Is it the good guys or is it the bad guys? I do believe Trump most likely gave us that message. But you have to remember, let's assume at this point that it's the good guys. They're using the drones. They're flying them low. They're flying them at night. And whenever the deep state approaches them to see what's going on, or anyone else, they shut off the lights, they disappear. Now, of course, the deep state players, they're not going to say, hey, by the way, the good guys are using the drones. They're tracking us or tracking a nuclear weapon or tracking something. They're not going to do that. So what the deep state is going to do is they're going to use whatever is happening, and they're going to use the information that that is generating to their advantage. Just like Trump and the Patriots are going to use the information. Remember, this is an information war, which is actually heading towards some type of physical war, which is what the deep state players want. I don't think they're going to get it. But I do believe Trump sent a message letting us know that these are tracking drones only, and they're tracking something. Now, that's the next question. What are they tracking? Are they tracking deep state movements? Are they tracking something the deep state might do? Most likely, they're tracking, yes, all of that. And I do believe that the deep state players, they are using what is going on right now to their advantage. And Trump is actually calling them out on this. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put up a post, and in that post, he has Frank Sinatra singing I Did It My Way. And it begins with The End Is Near, which I do believe the end is near for the Deep State players. Now, I don't think it's going to be the end tomorrow or when Trump gets in office. We know that they're going to fight to the very, very end. But who's in control? I do believe Trump, the military, and we the people, we are the counterinsurgency with everything that they're trying to do. And I do believe that Trump, he did it the way he needed to do it. And he needed to do it this way because they've tried before. They've tried with JFK. They tried with Reagan. And when you go directly at the deep state players, it just doesn't work. And this is why Trump needed to get the people on his side. This is why he needed to make the deep state players weak. This is why he needed the military on his side. This is why he needed total control from the very, very beginning. And I do believe this is exactly what he has done. And I do believe at this point in time, the drones that we're seeing, I believe that they are the good guys. They are tracking something very, very specific. Of course, the deep state players aren't going to come out and say, hey, by the way, they're ours and they're tracking us or tracking what we're trying to do. And that's why the deep state players are trying to use this information to create fear by not saying what it is. Actually, if you remember the Chinese balloon that was flying across the U.S. and people like, why are you letting the Chinese fly a balloon across the U.S.? Why aren't you shooting it down? Why aren't you doing anything? Because once again, it wasn't a Chinese balloon. It was a U.S. balloon. It actually had a call sign from the U.S. So the reason why they didn't do any of that, and the reason why I do believe the good guys allowed this balloon to come down to a level where people actually spotted it, was to actually show the people, look, these people do not have your best interests at heart. These people will not do anything to make sure that you're safe. And I think that proved it, and I think this is proving it. And of course, the deep state players, they're trying to push fear using lack of information to drive it. But I think in the end, this is all going to fail. And I think what Trump and the Patriots are trying to do at this point with these drones is they're trying to track something. And that's the big question. What are they tracking? Is it some type of nuclear weapon? Is it some type of radioactive material? Is it some type of biological weapon? Is it just the deep state players that they're tracking? It's something that is very, very important and needed to be done at this point. And I do believe the good guys are making sure that nothing bad happens. And if it is some type of radioactive or nuclear material, that would fit into the sum of all fears if you really think about it. So we need to keep an eye on this. And actually, there was an individual who creates these drones, and he says the reason why they're flying so low is they're trying to sniff something out. They're trying to detect something, and you have to fly that low to detect it. So maybe there is some truth in all of that, but we'll have to see how this all plays out as we move forward. And we'll be discussing a lot more about the drones a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what happened with ABC and George Stephanopoulos with the defamation lawsuit. Now, remember, this is going back a little bit in time. This whole thing, this case, stemmed from a March 10th, 2024 interview on ABC's This Week, where Stephanopoulos interviewed Representative Nancy Mace. During the interview, Stephanopoulos repeatedly claimed that Trump had been found liable for rape in references to a lawsuit brought by E. Jean Carroll. E. Jean Carroll, in this lawsuit, a jury found Trump liable for sexually abusing Carroll and for defamation, but not specifically for rape under New York law. The judge later clarified that the jury's findings meant Trump had raped Carroll in the common understanding of the term, although not under the narrow legal definition used in New York law. Trump filed a defamation lawsuit against ABC and Stephanopoulos because Stephanopoulos' repeated statements that he was found liable for rape were false, intentional, malicious, and designed to harm his reputation. Trump filed the lawsuit in federal court in the Southern District of Florida. And in July 2024, a federal judge denied ABC's news motion to dismiss the lawsuit, allowing it to proceed. And at this point in time, of course, they didn't want this to proceed because then you would have discovery, you would have to look into the case, and it would turn out that Trump didn't do any of these things. So they decided to settle on $15 million, and this money is going to help with the presidential library. Now, some people are saying that he should name it the fake news library, But this is very, very interesting how all this played out, and it shows that Trump was right again. Now, the other thing that we see is that the deep state players, they're trying to do whatever they possibly can to make sure that when Trump transitions into the White House, that this is not a smooth transition. Now, even though they're telling everyone that they just want a smooth transition, they want to make sure that Trump is going to do a smooth transition. Think about what Biden has been doing. Think about what Mayorkas has been doing. Every step of the way, they're making sure that they're not moving forward with a smooth transition. Let's sell the border wall materials. Let's give the illegals, you know, a longer period of working papers. Let's promote some of the staff in the FBI, DOJ to slow walk and try to stop what Trump is trying to do in these different agencies. Every step of the way, they're trying to make it a very, very difficult transition. And once again, you can see that whatever they say, it is always the opposite. And I do believe in the end, they're going to try to blame this all on Trump. But Trump, he actually put out a truth saying, why is Joe Biden selling everything for the wall? Everything was paid for. Everything was done. All we had to do is use that material, build it, and we would have a wall today. Actually, that's what Trump said when he was leaving office back in 2020. Biden was coming in. He said, all he has to do is continue with what I've been doing. Here's the material. We have the contractors. Build the wall. We'll have a secure border. But Trump, he knew he was going to do the opposite. But this is what he put out on Truth. He said, Joe Biden keeps talking about a smooth transition and unified government, and yet he races to sell desperately needed border wall for pennies on the dollar. It will cost the U.S. a fortune and time to get the exact same wall to replace what has been sold. And the new wall will cost triple the price. It is crazy and must be stopped. And he's absolutely right. And this is what the people are seeing now. Remember, the polls show that the people want a wall now. The polls show that, hey, the borders need to be secure. Biden now, with him selling the material from the wall, it's showing the people he doesn't care about the U.S. Now, think about it. Started to put it all together. Think about, he commuted criminals. He commuted pedophiles. He is now selling off the material for the border wall to make sure that it makes it very, very difficult to build the wall and to secure the border. He's sending more money to Ukraine. Think about all the things that they're doing step by step to make sure it's very, very difficult and chaotic for when Trump comes into office. And think about what else they're doing. They're going to be pushing war. And you can see with everything with the drones and what people are speculating about, you can see that they're prepared and ready to do something. And the good guys are trying to stop this. And I do believe this is why we're going to have something like the Cuban Missile Crisis, where they're going to try to do something and they're going to try to blame this on another country. But the material is actually from the U.S. So this is going to be very, very interesting moving forward. But the other thing that's really interesting is we can see the deep state players. They are now kissing up to Trump. We have Zuckerberg. We had Sergey Brin, Sundar Pichai. We've had, I think Bezos is going to be visiting Mar-a-Lago. They're all visiting Trump right now, kissing up to him. And remember, forget about, oh, look, they're visiting him. Oh, they're agreeing with him. They're on his side. All these people are fake. All these people will turn on him in a moment's notice. All these people are trying to kiss up to him. Now, I think they're being way, way too nice. And if you really look at it, Zuckerberg, Bezos, many others, they've been selling their stock in their companies, billions and billions of dollars worth, which means they're playing nice to Trump. They're trying to say, hey, we're on board with everything. In the meantime, in the background, they're selling their stock because they know what they're about to do. They know that the deep state players are going to bring the entire system down and the market's going to come down. And once again, we have to watch their actions, forget about what they're saying. And I think a lot of these deep state players, they're going to be saying one thing and they're going to be doing another. And this is why, in the end, what they're going to end up doing is they're going to go all out in pushing war. Because you have to remember, they rather sacrifice everyone's life in this country with a nuclear war than have evidence come out that they were involved with Epstein, they were involved with Diddy, that they were involved in treason. have trials. They rather have everyone else pay for what they did than actually be held accountable. And that should tell you everything you need to know right there. And it's very similar to what's happening out in South Korea. South Korea, the president there, President Yoon, he tried to implement martial law so he wouldn't be impeached. He tried to become a dictator so they wouldn't bring charges against him. But it looks like that plan didn't work out too well. And it looks like the South Korean parliament, they have impeached President Yoon. And it looks like now we're going to see him removed from the presidency, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we know that the deep state players, they finally went ahead and they overthrew Assad in Syria. They've been trying for many, many years. And it seems like it was way, way too easy that this happened. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they actually had Putin tell Assad, you know, something, they're going to overthrow the government. I want you to leave, come over to Russia, seek sanctuary. And I do believe this was done on purpose. And once again, Trump knew exactly what the deep state was trying to do. They were trying to create this incredible war in Syria. They wanted it to go on for a very long time. They wanted the shipments of weapons and money going to Syria. But Trump kind of countered all of this and allowed the rebels just to take over with ease. And there was no great battle. There wasn't a battle for 10 years like that was happening with Obama. So I do believe this was done on purpose. And we could see at this point, CNN, they were in Syria. And now people are looking at this video where this prisoner was allegedly held in the prisons for 3 months. And this person has a perfectly nice jacket. He was under, looks like, clean blankets. He wasn't dirty at all, but he was held in this cell for 3 months, not knowing what was going on. His hands looked perfect. Actually, his nails looked manicured. So people are now calling into question, was this staged? And it's starting to seem that way. Ian Miles Chong put this out and said, clean clothes, perfectly groomed, perfectly manicured nails, looking good for a prisoner who was supposedly confined and starved in prison for months by Assad, who didn't know that the regime had fallen and that the prison have been emptied. So does it make any sense? I mean, didn't they hear the cheers of the prisoners being released? Didn't he wonder what was really going on? And when you look at his cell, yes, it's a concrete box, but clean blankets, clean clothes, he's clean. Something just doesn't make sense. And once again, it looks like they staged this whole entire thing. Now, the other thing that we know is that the deep state players, they put their terrorist groups in charge of Syria. And Blinken has confirmed that the U.S. is in direct contact with HTS in Syria. Well, they were always in direct contact, which is absolutely unbelievable. Paul Sperry put this out and said, the Syrian rebels the media are celebrating for toppling the Assad regime are not heroic freedom fighters. They're Al-Qaeda. Their leader, Al-Jolini, was radicalized by 9/11. It's worse than Taliban taking over. Yet Biden admin already established diplomatic ties with the Islamic HTS. The whole thing's staged. These are the state-funded terrorists. And I do believe Trump countered everything that they were trying to do. And we're going to see something else happen in Syria. I do believe he's leaving it up to the people. You decide who you want to run your country. And I do believe the people are going to decide to take the whole thing back. I wouldn't be even surprised if Assad actually comes back as the leader of Syria. But we'll have to see how that plays out. Maybe that won't happen. But it seems very, very interesting how this is all playing out. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that we know that Trump is bringing in RFK Jr. to basically revamp our entire health system, revamp our food system. And Trump, you know, announced that he would like to get rid of daylight savings time. This is what he put out on Truth. He said, the Republican Party will use its best efforts to eliminate daylight savings time, which has a small but strong constituency, but shouldn't. Daylight savings time is inconvenient and very costly to our nation. So this was established back in 1942, and it was during the wartime where it was going to give more light and allow more light during the summer months. But having daylight savings time, it seems like it actually impacts your health. Did you know there's a cutting-edge study that reveals auto insurance fraud is on the rise, with stage accidents being more brazen and common than ever before? Unscrupulous actors are capitalizing on busy roadways to stage collisions and cash in on insurance payouts where the average American is the victim. These fraudsters will do anything from brake-checking cars to running into traffic purposely to get hit by a car in the hopes of getting an insurance payout. This is why I use today's sponsors, Dashcam X, to prevent myself from being the next victim of insurance fraud. It's an industry-leading dashcam that continuously records my driving 24/7 to help protect me with video evidence in case of an accident, vandalism, attempted carjacking, insurance fraud, and more. It's packed with safety features including 4K Ultra HD recording, night vision video, 24/7 motion detection with built-in sensors, and easy installation. Every car on the road needs one. This holiday season, you can get Car Vision X up to 50% off. That includes a 60-day satisfaction guarantee only at carvisionx.com. Once again, that's carvisionx.com. Don't miss out on the huge savings for this holiday season. Go to carvisionx.com and give the gift of safety this year, or just click the link in the description. So with this daylight savings time, it looks like it disrupts your circadian rhythms, leading to sleep deprivation, which in turn affects mood, energy levels, cognitive function. Studies have shown a spike in heart attacks, strokes, accidents following the spring forward. Safety concerns. There's evidence suggesting an increase in traffic accidents following the springtime change due to disrupted sleep patterns and darker mornings. Crime rates. Some research indicates a temporary increase in crime rates during the darker evenings after the clocks fall back. Economic implications. The loss of an hour in spring can lead to decreased productivity, costing economies millions. And the original rationale for daylight savings time was to save energy, but modern research shows mixed results, with some studies suggesting it might even increase energy consumption due to more evening air conditioning use in the summer. And most of the people don't want daylight savings time. And when you look at countries around the world, most of them do not follow daylight savings time. Actually, they abolished it. So think about it. With the deep state players, were they trying to keep people on drugs because they can't sleep? And people are having anxiety. It seems like this is all now connected, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as you could see, and we mentioned this before, is that, yes, Joe Biden and Team Obama and the rest, they're doing whatever they possibly can, they can do to basically damage the U.S., make it chaotic before the inauguration and after the inauguration. This, it seems, is their plan. D.C. Drano put this out and said, Biden promised a peaceful transfer of power and then authorized Ukraine to fire U.S. missiles into Russia. Swarms of unidentified drones terrorized New Jersey. Martial law in South Korea. Regime collapse in Syria. Massive migrant caravans flood towards the border. Pardons Chinese spies and Hamas terrorists. So it seems that they really want a peaceful transition, or are they putting everything in place to make it completely and utterly chaotic? It looks like they're trying to make it really, really chaotic. And it looks like they're already building the narrative that people are going to be attacking the White House or attacking the Capitol. And what's very interesting is a person was arrested after attempting to climb a temporary fence near the White House. And the Secret Service said the person was quickly taken into custody and arrested for unlawful entry. And I do believe they're probably starting to build the narrative. And I wouldn't be surprised if they start to say that these are some Trump supporters or deranged right-wing people. Because, again, they keep saying they want a peaceful transition. What happens when they create chaos and they say, well, Trump, he's creating this chaos. He doesn't want a smooth transition. And they start blaming it on him. And they start making the case that he's not following the correct procedures to transition the power to him. Just for example, Trump now is using private companies to do background checks. He's allowed to do this. There is no law that he has to use the FBI. There's no rule that he has to use the FBI. But again, they're going to make a very, very big deal about this. And I think this is one of their plans. It doesn't mean these plans are going to succeed. It just means these are all the different things that they're going to try to do. And you can see they're using the drones in the sky to build a certain narrative, because they're never going to say, hey, by the way, the good guys are tracking what we're trying to do. The good guys are running the drones. They would never admit to that. They rather use that information about the drones or lack of information about the drones and use it to instill fear in the people, to make them speculate and think, what's really going on here? And we could see with all the different governors and all these people pointing the fingers at Russia, pointing the fingers at Iran and saying, oh, it might be, you know, UFOs. And now people are just pointing to all different lights in the sky, making up a lot of different things. I think this was done on purpose, number one, to clog the news cycles. Number two, to instill fear in the people. Because again, they're using the lack of information and using it to counter what the good guys are actually doing. And Governor Kathy Hochul out in New York is demanding that Biden administration deploy additional federal law enforcement to New York amid drone activity in the airspace. So they're panicking over there and they want additional law enforcement. That's very, very interesting. And we're seeing now drones over the Capitol. Now, if drones were actually flying over the Capitol, which they might, and they were unidentified, they didn't know who they belonged to, they would have been shot down out of the sky. Since these drones are flying over DC or over military bases, it means they are known, which means they are US based. And the military knows about them. Agencies know about them. They're just not allowed to say what they're being used for. Can you imagine if it came out that the drones were being used to track, let's say, deep state operatives, or the drones were being used to track a biological weapon, or the drones were being used to track nuclear material or a nuclear bomb? Would people freak out? I do believe they would. So I do believe that the drones, they're definitely tracking something. I do believe they are the good guys. I think the deep state players, they are using the lack of information to counter what the good guys are doing and trying to use it to their advantage. And what's very interesting is Karma Patriot put this out, shows a map of all the different stars, and it indicates a military drone base in the U.S. And there are a lot of drone bases throughout the U.S., which is very, very interesting. Now, everyone is now pointing to Elon Musk's post on X, where he says we're going to have drone swarm battles, and they're coming, and they're going to boggle the mind. You have to remember, he's talking about actual drone wars, where we're not using planes. We're going to be using autonomous drones and AI to fight in the wars. Does he mean that this is the drone war happening over the U.S.? I don't believe so. I think he's talking about the F-35. I think he's talking about planes. I think he's talking about the future of war with drones. But again, you could see that, yeah, maybe the drone wars have begun and they're using drones to detect, track, and do other things. Now, what's very, very interesting is that the authorities, they're saying if a drone crashes, do not approach it, wear a hazmat suit, and call the authorities so they can investigate. Now, that is very, very interesting. That means they don't want people approaching these drones, which might be newer drones or drones that we've never seen before. And they don't want anyone, you know, taking out whatever is in the drone where they might access some information that they shouldn't be accessing. So normally what they would do is saying, they would say, oh, you got to call the bomb squad. You got to wear a hazmat suit. We don't know what these are. So stay away from it. I do believe that's why that story came out. Now, Kaneko the Great, he actually looked at the video of drones and he is now speculating that maybe one of the drones is the XP-4, a trans-wing type of drone. And this drone transitions between two configurations, a quadcopter for vertical takeoff and landing, and a fixed-wing airplane mode. Now, once again, this is speculation. It could be this drone. It could be another drone. It could be a drone that we've never seen before. But I do believe that the deep state players, they're using this in the information war to push certain things like they always do. It's almost like if there's an event in this country and it's a mass shooting, and the mass shooting is not done by a black person, they use it to do what? They use it to push a bill. They use that event to push their agenda. So since the good guys, I do believe, are flying around these drones, they're using this to push a bill. Wyatt put this out on X and says, the FAA Reauthorization Act of 2018 expires on December 20th of this year. So the federal government is literally using a terrorism drone mystery psyop against you to manipulate the Congress into passing the new H.R. 8610 Counter UAS Authority Security Safety and Reauthorization Act of 2024, which will include appropriations and enhanced government powers to control you. And they're even going so far as to use it to push for acts of war against other countries. This is directly related to the Smith-Mundt Act being replaced, which prohibited the government from broadcasting propaganda. So right there, it looks like they're actually trying to use what we're seeing to push a bill. We've seen this before. They like to use certain events. But I want to go back a little bit in time. Remember when we had the Chinese balloon flying across the country? It was spotted by a person, and then all of a sudden, everyone was like, it's a Chinese balloon. And of course, Biden came out and said, don't worry about it. We analyzed it. They're not doing anything. They're not monitoring anything, and it's not a threat. Almost the same thing that's happening with these drones. It's not a threat. We don't know what they are, but it's not a threat. So remember going back in time to February 3rd, 2023, Trump, you put this out on Truth. He said, shoot down the balloon. Now, this was put out on 725. So if we go to post 725, February 11, 2018, down below it says the following. Ask yourself, do we want war? Ask yourself, who's trying to start a war? Ask yourself, if a missile was launched by rogue actors, what would be the purpose? Ask yourself, what should immediately start a war? Ask yourself, would the public understand the following statement? Rogue actors, clowns, U.S. former heads of state, initiated a missile launch in order to force the U.S. into a war, conflict against X. Be the autist we know you are. Those who cannot understand that we cannot simply start arresting without first ensuring the safety and well-being of the population, shifting the narrative, removing those in D.C. through resignation to ensure success, defeating ISIS, MS-13 to prevent fail-safes, freezing assets to remove network-to-network abilities, kill off chain of command to prevent top-down comms, et cetera, should not be participating in discussion. So I do believe that these are all part of the ops to make sure that the country is safe to go after these people and safe to indict and arrest. And that's what we're experiencing right now. What's very interesting is Trump, he put out a truth over the weekend and he misspelled two words. He has already corrected that on True Social, but let's read the post with the mistakes. Mystery drone sighting all over the country. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know and now. Otherwise, shot them down. So he misspelled two words. Don't, he left out the T. Shot, it should have been shoot, so he left out the O. So there's a T and an O. If we go to post 594, this is January 22nd, 2018, drones over U.S., tracking only, and there's two brackets together. So this might mean that the deep state is boxed in and that they're focused on. Think about that for a second. Also, he left out the T and the O, and if you just read these words together, don't shoot. So he knows the deep state players aren't going to tell the people what these drones are for. He knows that. Remember, this is an information war. We're still in an information war. So I do believe that these drones are being used for something. And there was an individual on TikTok who said that he builds drones for the military and they're flying very, very low, which means they're tracking something. Look, they're looking for something. Now, that's the next question. What exactly are they looking for? Are they actually looking to detect radiation, nuclear material? Are they looking to detect biological weapons? Are they just tracking the deep state operatives. And I don't mean Pelosi or Hillary. I'm talking about the deep state operatives that are trying to do us harm, where they might have certain people on the ground. These are all the things that they might be doing right now. And you can see that the deep state players, they're going to be using this to create a counter narrative and try to scare the people with lack of information. And I do believe that the good guys are completely and utterly in control of this. And remember, they didn't shoot down the Chinese balloon until it was off the coast. This way, you know why they did this? This way, no one would actually gather the information and the technology. If they shot it over land, what do you think would happen? People would run to it and try to get to it. Think about the message that they just put out about the drones. Don't approach them. Call the bomb squad. Put on a hazmat suit. Because if a drone crashed over land, they don't want people accessing it. They don't want the people to understand what's really going on. And when I say this, I'm not talking about the good guys. I'm talking about the deep state players because, again, think about the Chinese balloon, which wasn't Chinese. They shot it over the water. Why? Because they would have the ability to collect it very, very quickly. This way, the people wouldn't know what was going on. Even though Trump used it to his advantage, it was spotted. I do believe they probably lowered it to an altitude where people would see it. And Trump and others, they just kept saying Chinese balloon, Chinese balloon, Chinese balloon. Same thing happening now. I do believe we see the same exact narrative that is occurring right now. And again, the deep state players, they don't want people to gather this information if a drone would crash or if the balloon would fall on land. They didn't want everyday people to gather that information, look into that, what was going on, maybe, you know, decipher the information that was gathered in the computer systems that were on board the balloon or on board the drones. And then, you know, that would get out to the public and then people would know that they were tracking certain things and it would foil the deep state plans. And once again, the deep state doesn't want that to happen. So I do believe this might be what's happening right now. And we'll have to see how this plays out. This is a very, very interesting how all this is now coming about. But I do believe it looks like the message is getting clearer and clearer about the drones. Now, the other thing that's really good is that Trump now is announced a lot more nominations. Rick Grenell, he's going to be the presidential envoy for special missions. Rick will work in some of the hottest spots around the world, including Venezuela and North Korea. Very, very interesting. He's going to work with Venezuela and North Korea. And then we have True Social CEO Devin Nunes. He's going to be the chairman of the Presidential Intelligence Advisory Board, which consists of distinguished citizens from outside of the federal government. While continuing his leadership of the Trump Media and Technology Group, Devin will draw on his experience as former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and his key role in exposing the Russia hoax to provide me with independent assessment of the effectiveness and propriety of the U.S. intelligence community activities. So Devin's very good at deciphering intelligence. He was working with Cash Patel. Cash is going to be working in the FBI. We have John Ratcliffe in the CIA. And it looks like Devin's going to be sitting there with others saying, yeah, this is BS. This is real. Don't follow this. Now he's going to have someone telling him who he trusts, what's really going on, and he'll be able to decipher all of this. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they're completely and utterly in control. And I think Dan Scavino, he sent us all a message. And it's Frank Sinatra singing My Way. And in the beginning of the song, it says the end is near, which I do believe the end is near. I don't mean it's going to be the end tomorrow or inauguration. But now that the people have given Trump a mandate, we have taken back our country. It is now time to actually keep it and bring these people to justice and have accountability. And how did Trump do this? He did it his way. But this video was 3 minutes and 50 seconds long. And the post that's associated to this is very, very interesting. And this is December 14th, 2017. I'm going to read the whole entire thing because everything is connected. Shall we play a game? Find the spiders and build the web, the map. Remember, they consider you to be the fly, specifically the feeder. Remember, they never thought she was going to lose. Therefore, they never thought investigations and or public interest into the criminal acts would be exposed, investigated. Therefore, they never thought they had anything to fear. Therefore, they openly showcased their symbolism. Therefore, they were sloppy. Hussein's last speech in Chicago, scandal-free. Do you think that's going to end well? I don't think so. Why did he continually emphasize that phrase? As a backup, they infiltrated and controlled the narrative of the mainstream media. As backup, they install only those on the team. As backup, they blackmail those that aren't. As backup, they define conspiracy as crazy, mentally unstable, and label anything true as such. This works given most of what they engage in is pure evil and simply unbelievable, hard to swallow. The fix has always been in, no matter which party won the election. JFK killed, Reagan shot. Remember, they tried to go directly at the deep state in the past. It didn't work out. This is why Trump had to do it his way. This was always the promise made to those who played the game, willingly or otherwise. They would never lose power. Power of the three-letter agencies? Power over the U.S. military? No, they do not. These people are really stupid. Follow the husbands. Another hint. Ian Cameron, McKinsey and Company, Clowns in America, Dr. Emmett J. Rice, Federal Reserve, everyone is connected. How about a nice game of chess? So everything is connected. The Federal Reserve, the deep state players, everything that we're witnessing, the Diddy video tapes and everything else, the Epstein client list, it's all connected to the criminal syndicate. And it all goes back to what? The Federal Reserve. So I do believe Scavino right now is letting us know the end is near for their entire criminal syndicate. And Trump, he did it his way. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.